fam, welcome to the Prescription for Change podcast. Are you a working professional, busy mom, and tirelessly trying to bring your A-game in your career? Do you prioritize your family and their needs before your own, leaving little to no time for self-care? Do you secretly fantasize about the days you are at your physical peak and confident with your body and in your skin? Are you tired and struggling with the never-ending journey to better nutrition, physical fitness, and mental health? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, board-certified physician, mom of two, and your health coach. This podcast will transform the way you think about food and your health so you can break away from perfection paralysis and finally start to live your life intentionally. Let's get started. Hey fam, welcome back to Prescription for Change. Thank you for joining me for another week. It's good to be back on here. Today I have something really special for you, and I know just with all of the prior episodes that I've had, I've focused a lot on mindset and changing the way that you think, how you view food, the hierarchy of food. I haven't really gotten much into what food I'm making, what foods are good, aside from eating seasonally. But there's a purpose for that. There's a reason why I have focused on mindset and changing your beliefs and making sure that you get rid of any of those unwanted beliefs to start out. Because when you are starting on your health journey and whatever point you are in your health, you want to make sure that you're always checking your belief, right? Keeping that belief in check. What are the thoughts that you have surrounding yourself, your relationship with food? Because that's going to affect everything else that comes after. So I always focus on, in my program, I focus on food as the very last thing for this very reason, is that everything else and everyone else is bombarding you with eat this, don't eat that. Now eat this, don't eat that. This food is bad. Like chicken is bad. Eggs are bad. Now eggs are good for you. Make sure that you're eating them all the time. Don't eat beef. Now you can eat beef. Eat fat, don't eat fat. So there's so many contradicting bits of information that you receive on a daily basis. And it really is just depending on what the trends are. What's the diet that's going to be, you know, hot for this summer? Everyone talks about making sure that they're getting their summer body ready. Well, what exactly is a summer body, right? We have one body. You want to make sure that when you are making these changes, that they're changes that are going to be consistent. They're things that you can do for a lifetime. You don't want to have to start over. At least I didn't want to have to start over again and again. And that was the big reason why I was able to make those changes in my health and continue to do that, and why I've been able to do that for my clients is I'm meeting people where they are and looking at what are the things that you really want, right? Everyone says, you say that you want to lose weight. That's probably the biggest thing. As I was looking back over my episodes, I've done almost 40 episodes now. The ones that have the most downloads absolutely have to do with weight and food. Weight and food. And that is because that is how you have been trained to think about what health is. I'm not saying that those things are not important. They are. But you have to think about how you're getting there, right? So if I always say that the first thing is weight loss is not a health goal, or it's not the end goal, right? It may be something that you want to achieve. We talked about goals and intentions. So when I am setting up my clients for mapping out what their health journey is going to look like and helping them to understand the changes, it is specific to each person, because your journey, again, is going to look different from your sisters or your friends or the person, you know, who came before you. It doesn't matter. Each person is going to have a different journey. Each person has different things that they want to achieve. Each person's intentions are going to be different because we're all different, we're all unique. And that's why the programs that you have been doing before, the diets, trying juicing and intermittent fasting and calorie restriction and restricting all types of foods, they don't work. I don't like keto. I don't fast. I'm not doing any of those things. I'm not counting my calories, but I'm very intentional about the things that I'm doing every single day. That's what's going to set you up for success. But your intention has to be specific to you. It can't be that you're following someone else's intentions or following what someone else thinks that you should be doing. Right? It has to be true to you. So that's really what I want to talk about today is, what is your healthy life? What does your healthy life look like? Not what does my healthy life look like? I give you examples of things that I endured and things that I was doing before and things that I needed to correct to give you a sense of what are the things that I wanted to change. The thing that prompted my change was the immense amount of weight gain that I had after having my two kiddos, because then after that, I started eating emotionally. I started eating out of boredom if I was tired or stressed or sad or whatever it was. I was using food as a comfort for pretty much any emotion. If I was upset, I mean, it could have been anything, right? And so was it the weight loss that got me to the health that I am right now? I say I'm in my early 40s, and this is the best health. This is the best that I've ever felt, even looking back at in my 20s and, you know, when I was very athletic and doing all of those things. I feel like I've done a tough martyr when I turned 40. And I am constantly moving and doing things, but I feel good. I didn't feel great. I had knee problems before, like after injuries and things like that, but I wasn't giving my body what it needed. I didn't understand what those intentions were. Initially, it was, I just need to lose weight. But once you lose the weight, what actually happens, right? And I'm not discounting that there are some of you who truly need to lose weight for your health. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that once you lose the weight, then what? You lose the weight, and then what do you do? Are you automatically going to turn into a super athlete? Are you going to be able to run up a flight of stairs? Are you going to be able to keep up with your kids? Are you going to be able to, if you're going to an amusement park, can you walk around all day and not feel completely exhausted or feel like you have to stop to take breaks? Like, those are everyday things. Can you lift heavy things out of the cart in the grocery store? Can you do functional things? Can you change your tire? Can you, whatever it is? It could be things, outdoor activities for fun. It could be sports with your kiddos. It could be functional things, taking laundry up a flight of stairs. I don't know if you know, depending on what house you live in, but these are everyday things that you need to be able to do to function in life. It doesn't feel good to have to stop halfway up a flight of stairs because you can't breathe or you can't catch your breath. So I'm not saying that weight loss is not important. I'm not saying that that shouldn't be one of the things that you're working towards achieving. What I'm saying is that weight in and of itself is not the end all be all. It can't be, because there are people who are thin and are not healthy. They are not healthy because they're not fueling their body and giving their body what it needs for whatever reason, right? So there's people just the same who come to me and say, I need to lose weight. And there are those who say, I need to gain weight. I want to learn how to be able to eat in a way that's going to make me feel good. Because it doesn't feel good when you don't have what your body doesn't have what it needs. So whether you're overweight or you're underweight, those circumstances are not going to change, like how you feel, how you're able to do things. Are you able to accomplish things? Can you move physically? Those things don't change once you lose weight. There's not some miraculous thing that happens once you get to a certain weight. You're still probably going to feel as crummy as you do right now. there are going to be some things that change, but you still have to be able to condition your body to know how to feed your body, know how to eat, know what things are best to eat, know how to read food labels. Those are all of the things you need to do. But first is the mindset and setting your intentions and understanding the difference between a goal and an intention and all of that. So what does your healthy life look like? For me, I started with, I want to lose this baby weight, quotes around baby weight, because it had been 6 years, right? So I had my second. He was 6 years old at the time when I realized I need to lose this weight. I had gained weight from my first pregnancy. Of course, that's expected, right? You're gaining weight, but I literally gained half of my body weight at the time, which is a lot. For a little baby, yes, we need to support the baby and everything else that comes with being able to grow another human being, but half of my body weight was ridiculous. And then I really didn't lose much of that weight before I then gained more when I had my second. And I just kept that weight on. And yeah, it didn't feel good because the weight that's extra was like another half of me that I was carrying around. So there were a lot of things that I wasn't able to do, functional things. And it doesn't mean I need to run a marathon, but I just needed to be able to function and to take care of my kids and to do the things that I wanted to do and to feel good. And you can't do those things when you have that weight on you. But when you're going through, you know, you're losing weight rapidly and you're doing, I see this a lot with keto, which is a whole other thing. So ketoacidosis is actually something that you want to try to avoid. For anyone who has diabetes, you know this. It puts you into a state where your body is needing certain things and you're not giving it that, and it goes into this state. And so you end up losing a lot of weight when you do keto. Is it something that is sustainable? I don't think so. But, and your body is going to be, there are going to be some side effects from that. Your body is going to suffer in some ways and you're able to compensate for a while, but it's not something that's sustainable. Being able to eat with intention and fuel your body and give it what it needs is going to support its metabolism. So the reason why we need to focus on weight not being the end all be all is because learning about your metabolism and how that works and how it functions is really going to be the thing that's going to help you. You've probably heard the term before, you can't outrun an unhealthy diet. What you put into your body or what you're eating is going to be one of the most important things that you can do. But in order to be able to do that, you need to think about what are your intentions? What do you want to achieve, right? That's something that you have to relearn. As infants, I've talked about this before as well, infants are intuitive eaters. We have this thought in our head as adults about how much an infant should be eating, or even a toddler. I hear all the time, one of the most common things I hear is that my toddler doesn't eat enough. They're not eating every day, or they're not eating the amount that I want them to eat. They're too thin. And it's not that they're not eating enough. It's they're eating when they're actually hungry. They're listening to their body's cues. They're listening to what their body needs. And what you need as an infant is very different from what you need as a toddler, right? Infants are doubling their weight. They're getting much taller. There's so much growth that happens from the time that you're a newborn up until 1 year. And then there are going to be some things that change, right? As a toddler, they're moving around, they're walking, they're running, they're climbing, they're doing all of these things. They're active. And the way that they eat is going to be very different. So I think as parents, we sometimes need to back off, right? We need to stand down when it comes to that, because they actually know what their body needs. They know when they need to eat. Now, what you give them is going to make a big difference in how those habits continue, right? We also have a thought of, well, I don't like this, or for someone who's not a water drinker, I don't like water, so my kid's not going to like water. But you don't know that. You're already projecting your thoughts about food and drinking and you know, what things they're putting into their body. You're projecting all of that onto them, which is a difficult thing not to do, right? But you have to remove yourself from that if you're not already in a state where you're like, okay, I feel like I'm living to my optimal health or where I want to be right now. It's hard not to project those thoughts onto our kids. I remember sitting at the dinner table and, you know, Mom, if you're listening to this, don't be upset. But I remember sitting at the dinner table and I had to finish all of my food. I didn't want to keep eating. I was done. And I would probably like sometimes fall asleep at the dinner table. I didn't want to do that. And it was torture every single night. You have thoughts about food and you think about food in a way like, yes, you don't want it to be wasteful, but what a toddler or a young child is eating is going to be different from what your plate looks like. The portions are going to be different. And it's just making sure that you're, you know, giving them the balance that they need. So I always say, you know what, if your kiddos are eating two meals in a day and they have a couple of snacks, I'm good with that. They don't have to have three meals a day and have these big portions. They don't have to eat a whole lot. They may pick sometimes, or they may say that they don't want dinner, and that's okay. They're not going to starve, but that's just how our metabolism works, right? It's about how what our body needs. Your body's going to take all of the nutrients it can possibly take from any food that it ingests. It's going to get it to the places it needs to go in your body so that it can be fueled. And then whatever is not needed is going to be excreted as waste, right? That's just kind of like the end of it. When you're not eating, the way you're, think of your metabolism as kind of like a muscle. You need to use it in order for it to work at its prime. So the more you eat, or if you're eating as often as you should be eating, so not skipping meals, or you're not fasting, if you're eating the things that you need to eat or giving your body food, it knows, okay, I'm going to get a meal, and it prepares to kind of get everything to where it needs to go and then store any fat that needs to be stored and burn anything that needs to be burned, right? Because if you're moving and you're eating, then your body is, the metabolism is working, right? It's kind of like you need to, when you talk about a well-oiled machine, you have to use the machine in order for it to function properly. Otherwise, it's going to be squeaky if you haven't used it in a while. If you're eating one meal a day and you're restricting yourself from eating, your body is going to literally go into starvation mode. And what that means is that it's going to hold on to every piece of anything that it can get. And that means that a lot of what you're eating is going to get stored as fat because your body thinks it's starving. And it is starving. It's not getting nutrients on a consistent basis. So you're feeding your body, you know, let's say you're fasting for 12 hours in a day, and then you give yourself like one, maybe two meals, and they're probably not the best meals. So your body is going to have to take what it can get. If it's simple carbs, if it's sugars, whatever it is, some of that is going to get burned off. The rest is going to get stored as fat. And that is what the issue is with weight. So when you're losing weight and you're losing it quickly and you don't know how it is you got there, you don't truly understand how you got to that weight, but you've been following this program that tells you eat this, eat at this time, don't eat that, then you're never going to be able to know how your body works, and you're not going to have control over your metabolism, which is going to be the key. So your metabolism is responsible for burning those calories, right? You need to burn some calories, and that's when you're using energy, or when your body is expending energy, it needs something to burn. If you're not eating, then you're not burning anything. If you're sedentary and not moving around, you're not burning anything. So movement is also going to be a big part of it as well. But the way that you're eating, what you're eating, the food you're eating, the timing of your food is important. So I eat my meals pretty much every 3 to 4 hours is when I'm eating. I'm not doing a whole lot of snacking in between. If I do pack a snack, it's if I need something really quick to refuel. If I know that my, you know, one of my meals is going to be a little bit later. But I do that because of I'm setting that up. Those are my intentions based on what my day looks like. And this is possible for anyone. It doesn't matter how busy you think your job is or how busy your job may be. that's a fact. They're people who are busy, but I know people who are able to do this, including myself, who travel all the time and able to eat on the road. You may say, well, I'm always traveling for work. I kind of have to eat whatever is there. It's not always the best option. So I'm kind of locked into that. I don't have a choice, but there's always a choice. There's always a choice. It may not be something that you are even aware of, but you have a choice, right? Another thing I hear quite often is, I don't eat breakfast because I'm just not hungry in the morning. I'm not a breakfast eater. Well, that's because you've trained yourself not to eat breakfast in the morning. And that could be for many different reasons. Some people are doing it because they feel that if they eat more meals, they're going to gain more weight. And that's not the case. The more you eat, the more your metabolism has to work. And so your metabolism is going to kick in. It's really being able to have control over or understanding how metabolism actually works. Eating more meals or eating 3 meals a day is not going to give you weight gain. It's actually going to help you because then your body's not going to go into starvation mode. You know, when you have, just like as an analogy, when you... If anyone has a fireplace or you've gone camping and you've set up a fire and you're starting that fire, you need that kindle, right? That kindling to get the fire, to keep it going. Once that fire dies out, if you're not continuing to fuel it with good wood, then it's going to die out. And you don't have a fire and you don't have a warmth and any warmth and nothing is burning anymore. Right? You can't use it. It's not functional. You have to start the fire over again. You have to get something to trigger it to get it going again. If you want to keep that fire going, if you want to be able to have your metabolism keep burning calories throughout the day, did you even know that you can burn? You can continue to burn calories even while you're sitting. Right? So those are all of the things that I love to teach my clients how to do, is being able to first understand, get rid of any of those unwanted beliefs, get rid of the prior, you know, preconceived notions that you've had about food and movement and all of those things. We work through that together. And you set your intentions, right? You can have your list of goals that you want. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to be able to travel? Do you want to be able to run around? Do you want to be able to coach a sport? Do you want to just be able to go for a run or go for a walk and not be exhausted? Do you want to be able to just enjoy life and feel good, right? That is a goal. You want to feel good. You don't want to feel crummy every day. You don't want to feel tired. You want to have energy. All of that depends on what it is that you're giving your body. How are you fueling your body? How do you expect to function if you don't have any gas in the tank? So those are the things I want you to think about, is that weight can be a goal, but it's not your intention. It's not what your intention is. I really want you to sit down and think about what your intentions are. And you can listen to last week's episode. I think it was the prior episode where I talked about setting your intentions versus goals, right? Really sit down and set your intentions. What are the things that you want to not only achieve, but what do you want your life to look like? What does healthy look like for you? Because that's going to be specific to you as an individual. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing, because that may not work for you. You'll be able to find out what things work for you. And that is what I want you to be able to do, because then you will be able to, it could be lose weight or get to the weight that you want to get to, that you think is going to make you feel good and be able to, that feels comfortable for you and will allow you to be able to move and do certain activities. And that's fine. But understanding that once you have that weight loss, there's so much more that comes along with that. There's so much more that you need to understand that comes along with that. So it's not the end goal. It's just probably the very start of what needs to happen. But understanding your body and your metabolism and being able to repair your relationship with food, and understanding what it is that you really need, that is going to be the key. That is the how to get there is what I teach people how to do. And it feels amazing to be able to do that, to not have to subscribe to a different diet or restricting yourself from certain things, aside from having a medical condition where you cannot eat certain things, otherwise it'll make you sick. Then you really, there's no reason to restrict certain foods. And then you learn that the things that you can eat all of the foods that you enjoy, you can still, you know, eat the things that you want to, you're just able to make choices that are going to be a better fit for you. And that's what's important. So I hope this all resonated with you. You can actually, in addition to reviewing, putting in a review, and I'd love to hear your comments. If you have questions, you can certainly reach out to me on this platform as well. And I have my information on here. But think about setting your intentions and what your healthy life looks like. All right, fam, that's all I have for you for today. Cheers to your health.